history of politics, and I'll be talking about the usual vaccine mandate disaster, how in Waukesha, Wisconsin, I believe that's how
Waukesha.
You pronounce it,
Waukesha.
Where there was a pure liberal attack. This kid was a BLM guy who hated Trump, and it was a literally attack on white people and on Republicans and on Christians, and that was his goal. It was a BLM attack on good people in America, and the media is not even reporting it. But another aspect of it that no one's talking about is there are so many kids in the hospital who were run over by this guy, and the nurses at the hospital are admitting that they have no employees. They can't take care of the kids. Because of the vaccine mandate, they lost 100 nurses, and they're trying desperately to find 100 new ones to replace them. This is going on all across America, and it's everything I ever predicted. There's going to be a shortage of policemen, firemen, nurses, paramedics, all the good middle-class people of America. A lot of them don't want the jab, and they're willing to quit and lose their careers over it, but the rest of us are up you-know-what creek without a paddle, because when you don't have enough policemen, firemen, or nurses, and you get sick or someone attacks you, it's a big problem. This Biden is destroying America day by day.
Final question, where can folks find you, find your material, because you write on an almost daily basis?
RootForAmerica.com is my website, R-O-O-T, like tree root, RootFor, F-O-R, America.com. And, of course, my show is on every afternoon on this station, 6:70 a.m., 3 to 6 p.m. And you can find my book, The Great Patriot Protest, a boycott book, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Target.
And, by the way, for the record, it's Waukesha, and the only reason I know that is because I used to live in that area in northern, in the northern Chicago's
Waukesha.
I used to live in the upper reaches of the Chicago area, and that's right there on the border. Hey, thanks, my friend. Congratulations again. Give my best to your beautiful bride, Cindy, would you please?
I should have known you lived in Wisconsin, because those are some of the nicest people in the world, and you are one of the nicest people I've ever met in media. You are a class act. And so thank you for being such a good guy in the media, Kevin. Appreciate
thank you, man. I appreciate it. That's Wayne Allen Root. You'll hear him at 3:05 right here on AM 670 KMCQ. He really is quite a talent. And now, I tell you what, you want to talk about a guy that married up? Whoa. Cindy is absolutely incredible. She is absolutely incredible. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Sean Spicer, former White House press secretary and now a Newsmax host, will join us coming up after 2:05. Stay where you are. We got a lot to do as we continue on AM 670 KMCQ.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, I'm scanning the traffic cameras here, and I'm having a hard time finding any rough spots right now. So good news as we speak. There's no major delays on the 95 up in the northwest. The 215 northern and southern look pretty good right now. There is some bridge work going on US 95 southbound at Centennial Boulevard. That's also crossing over to Ann Road and North Rancho Drive up there in the northwest on US 95, and that's going to be taking place until August of next year. Also, those lane restrictions are causing some slowdowns, at least anyway, through the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 eastbound at Main Street and 515 westbound at Eastern.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Raiders football, they get somewhat of a bye week after playing on Thursday when they picked up the big win against the Cowboys. They are going to return to action this upcoming Sunday when they take on the Washington football team. Looking at the standings right now in the division, while the Kansas City Chiefs are in first place with a record of 7-4, the Chargers, the Broncos, and the Raiders, they all have identical 6-5 records right behind the Chiefs, so the AFC West still very much wide open. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they get a few days off. They'll play Wednesday at Anaheim. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. This is Claudia's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
I had just moved to a new city and barely even knew where the grocery store was yet. When my car wouldn't start one morning, I didn't know who to ask about local shops. But I remembered a name from back home, O'Reilly Auto Parts. I called and they pointed me to a great mechanic just down the street. Now, I feel a little more at home.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hello, Discover here. To explain our cash back match, here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
How did your Thanksgiving go? If you're a sports fan, and you're an Ohio State fan, for instance, you're probably not too happy today. This was an awful sports weekend for folks here in the area. I mean, almost everybody. I was trying to look for somebody that had a big sports weekend. UNLV got blown up by Air Force. The Raiders lost to the Cowboys. Golden Knights, we're looking for some positives, and I just can't, for the life of me, I just can't find any. Getting back to what's going on, Omicron virus is out there, but we're not sure if it's here in America yet or not. We just don't have a good read on it. Dr. Anthony Fauci, in fact, let's go to Cut 5 real quick, see if we can squeeze this in. Was on with George Stephanopoulos on ABC yesterday and talked about the Omicron variant and what it means to America. Here we go.
Have we detected the Omicron variant here in the United States yet?
No, we have not, George, and we have a pretty good surveillance system. But as we all know, when you have a virus that has already gone to multiple countries, inevitably it will be here. The question is, will we be prepared for it? And the preparation that we have ongoing for what we're doing now with the Delta variant just needs to be revved up. And that's the bottom line of that, is the preparation by getting more and more people vaccinated and getting the fully vaccinated boosted. That's what we could be doing. But we are on the lookout for this. The CDC has a good surveillance system. So if and when, and it's going to be when it comes here, hopefully we will be ready for it by enhancing our capabilities via vaccine, masking, all the things that we do and should be doing.
Let's go through what we know and what we don't know about the Omicron variant. Number one, is it more transmissible than other variants?
It appears to be, George. It has the molecular characteristics that would strongly suggest that it would be more transmissible. It has a bunch of mutations, a disturbingly large number of mutations in the spike protein, which is the business end of the virus, which really binds, particularly in one particular component of that spike, that binds to the receptors in your body, in your nose, in your nasopharynx, and in your lung, the mutations would strongly suggest that it would be more transmissible and that it might evade some of the protection of monoclonal antibodies and convalescent plasma and perhaps even antibodies that are induced by vaccine. If you look at the pattern of what's going on right now in Southern Africa, particularly in South Africa, when you have a spike of infections, they are very heavily weighted towards this new variant, the Omicron. And therefore, you have to presume that it has a good degree of transmissibility advantage, which is very likely what is going on right now in Southern Africa and would likely be going on in other countries as it spreads.
That's Dr. Anthony Fauci yesterday with George Stephanopoulos. I'm going to be honest with you. Now we're into the prepare for the variant. Previously, we were reactionary. And my question is, why weren't we preparing for the Delta? But I guess this is just another way of saying we're hard at work for you, but it's not working. People are still getting sick. My question to you, and we'll open up our phone lines so that our next segment we can get some of your calls in at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And what I want to know from you is this idea that we must now prepare for Omicron, as he calls it, or is there something else we should be doing? And by the way, just a quick thought. Is there another way of dealing with it? Are we taking the wrong approach? We have been reactionary so far, and now Dr. Fauci is saying we got to do it a different way. What they still don't want to tell you, and it's horrible, and it's cost hundreds of thousands of lives here in America. And even more around the world. And that is that the scientists, God bless the scientists are just afraid to say, we don't know. I mean, how many more deaths are going to come as a result of this virus? How many more people will be infected? How many more people will be hospitalized? How many more people will die? Will die. And are we taking the wrong approach? Do we need to say, well, we need to prepare for all these different variances? Because there will be a variant after Omicron. I can almost promise you that. I would almost stake a year's wages on that. That there will be one behind Omicron. And I guess my question is, do we just keep doing this? Do we keep doing this the same way? We'll talk about that. In fact, here's our number. In fact, you might want to write it down. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. If you're a first-time caller, let our producer, gentleman Jim Dallas, know. He'll whisper it in my ear. I'll blab it to everybody. We'll give you some extra love. It's just going to be a fun, fun afternoon. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who have experienced hearing loss. Maybe you've worked in the service industry and years of loud music have taken a toll on your hearing. Or maybe you're like me, years of overdriven radio station headphones have caused serious hearing loss. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. Ask about the new Evolve Hearing Aids from Starkey. They are compact, discreet, behind-the-ear computers. The technology just blows me away. Don't put it off. Call right now. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321 or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Enough with the fees already. Bad check fees, credit card fees, late rent fees, and those huge payday loan fees. We can help and safely lend you up to $5,000 in minutes to cover your payments and avoid those fees.
Dollar Loan Center. Dollar Loan Center. Dollar Loan Center.
You don't need a checking account, perfect credit, or collateral, and it's 100% free to apply and see how much you qualify for. If you need the loan for one day, one week, or one year, it doesn't matter at the DLC. You only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. There are no application fees or prepayment penalties. Nothing, really. We offer small weekly payments and make it easy to pay your loan back because of our fantastic rates. Join over 250,000 satisfied customers and let us help you out. It's okay to need a loan and borrow money as long as you're getting a fair deal.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tell you what, let's do it. Thank you to the White House, where just a few minutes ago, Jen Psaki met with the media and Peter Ducey doing the questioning.
In the spring, but no, he does not believe. He believes we should.
Madam President, are we on a quorum?
Yes, we are.
Well, apparently, we are not going to be able to take you to that piece of sound. We'll try and get to it here in just a bit. Tell you what, let's do though. Let's go to a clinical Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Listen, good. Listen, I hate to kind of put down a fellow employee that follows you in the afternoon, but I have to say something. I mean, number one, he said COVID, and the next day he takes ivermectin, and the next day he's cured. First of all, it takes a week to 10 days to even get in your system and start working on it. That's number one. Number two, is people who listen to all this, he says it's no more than a cold or a mild flu, where 600, 700,000 people have died already. I mean, people who listen to this sometimes believe this. You can't, I don't know, it hurts me to have people listen to some of this stuff and believe this stuff.
Well, no. But hey, Carl, all he was saying is that from his diagnosis, 2 days later, the thing was gone. Now, where he was in the...
It wasn't COVID. Well, it doesn't work that way.
He tested positive for COVID twice.
Yeah, he tested positive, but you don't test negative 1 day later.
Well, all I know is within 48 hours he was testing negative, and that ivermectin, the vitamins and all of that, apparently cured him. I mean, would you not agree with that?
No, I will not agree with it. Because it didn't do it. That's not what cured him of it. I don't know if he's telling the truth or not telling the truth, if he actually had COVID, but it doesn't sound medically impossible. Because it takes, when you get a vaccination, it takes a good 2 weeks to even get any effect to start with it. And the ivermectin, number one, it takes it to work on, well, it was actually designed for other problems that people had. But it takes a good week to 10 days to even get into your system and start working on whatever the problem is. Not 1 day, 24 hours. It's impossible. It's medically impossible. And maybe he never had it to begin with. I don't know.
Carl, will you not give him his due that he tested positive? He tested positive not once, but twice.
Did you see the test? Did you see the test, or did he tell you that?
Well, okay, now you're asking, is he lying about it? I have no reason.
I don't know.
I have no reason to believe that he is lying about this. And by the way, I will simply tell you that I urge you, if you have an issue with him, call him. He's got his own show from 3 to 6, and he takes calls on a regular basis.
Look, do you think I would have the two shots and the booster, and my wife, the two shots and the booster, and everybody I know a lot of doctors, and every single one of them has done it. Do you think they'd all do this if it was going to kill you or hurt you? You have one guy who calls you a lot, Brady. He says it's going to kill 80% of the world's population. I heard him say that on a show. I mean, to listen to these people, it's sad. It's really sad. I hate to say it, you know? But people just can't listen to some of this misinformation.
Well, Carl, I'm glad you called in. I thank you. I would urge you to call Wayne on his own show. He's got 3 full hours every day. And you can challenge him if you think he's lying. I don't happen to think he's lying. I think there is a possibility that he was carrying the disease or the virus, shall we say, maybe 4 days, a week, before the positive diagnosis and the second positive diagnosis. That's all I'm saying, is that it is entirely possible that when he finally decided to get tested, he had been miserable for a couple of days, and he moved to get a test. And at that point, hey, there are false positives and false negatives. I mean, that's the other possibility that's out there. Maybe he had a false positive. Maybe he had two false positives. You just don't know. And that's the problem with this virus, is that we just don't know. And by the way, if you want to join me, you're welcome to do so at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I mean, I happen to believe Wayne Allyn Root. He has no reason to lie. I don't think he would lie about that just to have a good subject for a column that he's writing. I don't think he functions that way. It'll be interesting to see what his column comes up with. But Carl, hey, he's got 3 hours. You can call him, talk to him, challenge him if you want. I happen to err on the side of, hey, I believe him. I really honestly do. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Break.
breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What's the financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Wait, we used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump. But a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive every single month. You get another check.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night. Because one thing I've learned is this, there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
This is Steve Miller from Blue Sky Insurance. The Medicare enrollment period for this year is coming to a close on December 7th. If life has gotten hectic and things have gotten away from you, you still have time to review your benefits for 2022, but you need to act soon. Blue Sky Insurance is operated by myself and my wife, Amy Miller. We are local Medicare agents, and you can reach us at 702-410-8020 or online at blueskylv.com. Amy and I are insurance brokers. We will help you navigate all the plans offered by the insurance companies, and we're also familiar with the local hospitals and provider networks. Simply put, we understand the nuances that make healthcare in Las Vegas unique. Before you reply to that mailer from an insurance company or call that random toll-free number you see on TV, give us a chance to show you how a local professional can improve your healthcare experience. That's Blue Sky Insurance. You can call or text us at 702-410-8020. You can also visit us online at blueskylv.com. Ask for Steve or Amy Miller at 702-410-8020.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tell you what, let's do it. Let's take you to the floor of the United States Senate. John Cornyn, Texas senior senator, is making a speech and derailing the Build Back Better bill, which Democrats say they want to bring to the floor in the next couple of weeks. Let's take you to the floor and John Cornyn right now.
Legislation. And before voting on the bill, every member of the Senate, both Republicans and Democrats, should want to know how much this legislation is going to end up costing the American people. The price tag of this bill is deeply concerning. But that's only part of what makes this legislation so dangerous. As I said earlier, it dramatically increases the role of the federal government in every aspect of our lives. It drives up taxes on working families. It harms our energy security, and it hurts our competitiveness on the global stage, which hands a big win to China. That apparently is the priority for our Democratic colleagues right now, not the looming debt crisis or potential government shutdown. They're focused on legislation that actually does more harm than good. Our Democratic colleagues control the Senate agenda. They control the House, and they control the White House. They control every lever in the legislative process here in Washington, D.C. And this is how they've chosen to use that power. Our Democratic colleagues continue to prove that they are not doing what's best for the American people. If it was, then there would be an effort to build a bipartisan consensus for this legislation.